Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Parliament resumes on Tuesday, back for a three-week sitting period running through to Thursday, August the 18th. Again, the committee rooms were quiet in the second week of the midwinter adjournment, with only one committee meeting, and that was not open to the public. But there's been plenty of paper flowing back from the committees to the chamber, and it's been mainly in the form of committees reporting on their examination of spending estimates in this year's budget. It's a regular feature of Parliament's annual financial cycle, as Rhys Lyon learned when he talked to David Wilson, the clerk assistant in charge of select committees.
David Wilson began by outlining the role of the estimates process in Parliament's annual financial cycle.
The estimates process starts with the budget delivered by the Minister of Finance, and the budget is delivered as part of the main appropriation bill for each year. So once that budget is delivered, what actually happens is that the detailed spending plans for the government, the votes in the appropriations, are sent off to all of the select committees to scrutinise over a couple of months following the delivery of the budget.
Mr. Wilson explained how the votes or departmental allocations are divvied up.
The Finance and Expenditure Committee, one of the select committees, allocates all of those votes out to each subject committee, and it does those usually along subject lines for each committee, and it can keep some of the votes to look at itself. So each vote is contained in the budget documents, and it sets out the detailed spending plans in that particular area for each minister.
Select committees then have 2 months to consider the allocations before their reports are due back in the House.
What a committee would normally do once it receives the estimates is to decide whether or not it wants to look at them in detail, in which case it will invite the minister responsible, the vote minister, to appear in front of the committee and essentially to discuss with the committee the spending plans contained in the vote. It's the minister's responsibility to justify the policy behind those spending plans. So the vote is very much the minister's one to come and talk about. The committee will usually also invite or ask the minister to bring senior officials from the relevant department administering the vote as well to talk about the details of how that plan will be implemented.
It's then the committee's job to question ministers and their chief executives about proposed departmental spending.
And can really question them on anything to do with the matters contained in that vote for the upcoming year. Before they meet with the minister, committees are usually briefed by staff from the Office of the Auditor General, who will brief them on the content of the vote and on issues they will have identified in previous audits and possible lines of questioning as well. But they need to get on with it fairly quickly because the 2 months they've got goes by quite fast. And there are around about 70 votes to examine amongst the 13 committees, so they have a fair number to look at each.
The next step is for committees to write a report on the budget allocations and to make recommendations to the House.
And in this case, it's whether to accept the appropriation, so what's contained in the vote, or to recommend an alteration to it, either an increase or a decrease. Committees pretty infrequently recommend changes to votes, although they can do that. So they report to the House within 2 months. If they've had a hearing with the minister and officials, that will usually be a fairly detailed report outlining important issues that the committee's considered. Quite often it will contain a transcript of the hearing as well.
Then it's back to the House once the select committee process is finished.
And they have all finished. The deadline for reporting was just a couple of weeks ago, during this adjournment period. All of those reports then lead into the estimates debate. So the votes have come from the House to committees for consideration. Committees have now reported on them and the House process starts again.
And that process is the Committee of the Whole House stage on the appropriation bill.
So that's an 8-hour debate when members can debate any of the votes that have been reported as part of that appropriation bill.
But due to time constraints, it's up to parties to agree what allocations or votes will be debated.
The whips from each party agree which votes that they want to debate. Obviously, there are too many to debate in any detail within the 8 hours they have available. So they decide to allocate those up between them. And the basis for the debate is the compendium of all the committee reports that's printed and made available to members. Ultimately, this process is the House approving the government's expenditure of taxation. And so that's really where it fits on the grand scheme of things.
The Clerk Assistant for Select Committees, David Wilson.
That report from Rhys Lyon and that debate will be coming up this week as forecast in the government's business statement, delivered on the day before the adjournment began by Tony Ryle.
Mr. Speaker, when the House resumes on Tuesday the 2nd of August, the government intends to make further progress on the Misuse of Drugs Amendment Bill and on the committee stage of the Appropriation 2011-12 Estimates Bill, known as the Estimates Debate, which is an 8-hour debate.
Tony Ryle speaking as acting leader of the House. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.